Now, the next thing is Jesus tells a story about a lost coin. So he goes, you guys are not getting it yet. You pastor guys, you super duper Christian dudes. You didn't understand the sheep thing. Now I'm going to tell you another story about a coin. Now, we think of a coin as like money, penny, quarter, things you put in pop machines and bubblegum machines, right? Coins. Well, what we think is back then, if you got married, you would get these 10 coins or like a coined necklace. We would say things like a wedding ring, or we would say a diamond necklace. And so if you had a 10 coin necklace for your wedding, would that be special? Yeah, it wasn't just like 10 pennies lying around and you missed one. You're like, dude, I'm missing a penny. Right? You can find pennies on the ground, right, Emily? Right. Okay. So it has more to do with something super valuable. But I have another video I want to show you, which is kind of a goofy video, but I'll explain after we get done. Here we go. Lost coin video. So Jesus says, or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin. In the same way, Jesus says, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels over one sinner who repents. So it seems like Jesus really cares about bad people. Right? Does he care about bad people? You know, the bad people, the drug dealers, the guys who do bad things on TV, and right? Does Jesus care about those guys? Yes, he does. He says, when one of those people comes to faith in God and believes in Jesus, we should throw a party. Yeah, not just any little old lame birthday party at the, you know, at the Chuck E. Cheese or Coop's Pizza, right? I mean, it's like Coop's Pizza, bowling alley, and the swimming place. It's like a super duper awesome party. Everybody rejoices, things are so happy. So do you think any time a person believes in Jesus, the angels throw a party? Because it says, in the presence of the angels, there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents.